Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and today I'm your preacher as well, coming to you from Minneapolis in the United States of America. Today's preaching is entitled, If an Angel of the Lord Speaks to You. The readings are two parallel readings, the conception of Samson and the conception of John the Baptist. Here's the one of the conception of Samson from Judges. There was a certain man of Zorah, of the tribe of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren, having borne no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, Although ye are barren, having borne no children, ye shall conceive and bear a son. Now be careful not to drink wine or strong drink, or to eat anything unclean, for you shall conceive and bear a son. No razor is to come on his head, for the boy shall be a Nazarite to God from birth. It is he who shall begin to deliver Israel from the hand of the Philistines. Then the woman came and told her husband, A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like that of an angel of God, most awe-inspiring. I did not ask him where he came from, and he did not tell me his name. But he said to me, You shall conceive and bear a son. So then drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean. For the boy shall be a Nazarite to God from birth to the day of his death. The woman bore a son and named him Samson. The boy grew and the Lord blessed him. The spirit of the Lord began to stir in him in Manadan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Our gospel today is from the Gospel of Luke, and it's Zechariah in the temple where he gets a similar visit from an angel. Here's how part of it goes. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John, for you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. Then Zechariah said to the angel, How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years. The angel replied, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur. Funny, isn't it? What to do if an angel speaks to you? Samson's mother, she knows what to do. You keep your mouth quiet, you shake your head yes, and you say, All right, because that's the way it is. Zechariah, How am I to know you're not pulling me leg? An angel of the Lord. So what do we do if an angel of the Lord speaks to us? Now, maybe it's not so flashy as theirs, you know, appearing in full figure and all, radiant light and, you know, choirs, angels singing and the whole thing. But I do believe that angels of the Lord whisper in our hearts every day. Every day. God is revealing God's plan to us through them. And we can believe it, and we can say, ah, you're pulling me leg. And what happens? If we believe it, then we can celebrate it. We can be excited about being included in God's plan and look forward to the new thing God is going to do. And if we say no, it's still going to happen. God's plan will happen, but we'll be sidelined, mute, unable to speak, and have this cloud over our head. So when God speaks his plan to you, and he will during this Advent and Christmas season, you'll have a chance to be offered faith in God's unfolding plan. What will you do? Will you trust it? Celebrate it? Look for it to happen? Or will you say, I'm not so sure? 'Tis up to you.